We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 27, verses 27 through 38. The Apostle Paul is aboard a grain ship from Alexandria that was supposed to be heading to Italy. They have been in a storm for 14 straight days and night. And now the sailors are sensing that they are finally close to land. They're just not sure what land. So in verse 28, we read, they took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A short time later, they took soundings again and found that it was 90 feet. As I closed last time, I mentioned that many translations use the word fathoms for the measurements. A fathom was approximately 6 feet. It's very likely that what they did was they simply put a knot in the rope at these intervals so that they could tell how many fathoms they were at. Well, the first reading was 120 feet or 20 fathoms. The second reading was 15 fathoms or 90 feet. So what do they know? They're getting closer to shore. On the one hand, that was good news. They were no longer being driven out to sea. They were pointed toward land. But it was also bad news. That's what we're going to see in verses 29 through 30. Here's what we read. Fearing that we would be dashed against the rock, they dropped 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. You know, if it's midnight and you can't see anything because you are in a pitch black urachalon, you get worried when you realize you're heading towards the shore. Why? Because it isn't a groomed cruise line cove. It's the raw Mediterranean seashore, and that spelled danger. There are going to be rocks before the soft sand. So Luke records, fearing that we would be dashed against the rock, they dropped the 4 anchors from the stern and they prayed for daylight. This, friends, is the last thing that they can do to try to save the ship. Now, normally they would drop the anchors from the bow, the front of the ship. They didn't. They lowered them from the stern. It was sometimes done when ships engaged each other, especially in later times when cannons were present. They would drop the anchors from the stern, causing the ship to turn sideways and then fire on the other vessel. But in this situation, the prow of the ship was pointing towards the shore. If they had anchored it from that point, the ship might swing around in the wind and break apart on the rocks. And then they took one last measure. Luke says that they prayed for daylight. The literal Greek says they were praying for the day to come. Perhaps there is a little humor there. Why pray speeding up the rotation of the earth? Well, that's not really what's going to happen, is it? Praying is not going to speed up the rotation of the earth, not that I know of. I don't think that's what Luke means. I think he's saying that they were so desperate at that point that they prayed for the dawn so that they could see where they were and take appropriate action. In crisis, even non-believers will resort to prayer. And now I'm going to venture a statement here. I don't think Paul was praying for the day to come. Why? Because he had a personal revelation from God that he and everyone else aboard was going to survive. I'll tell you, there's just a certain degree of calm and confidence that comes when you have a revelation from God. The sailors might be panicking, praying to their various gods, but Paul is standing on the deck of the ship completely confident about the outcome. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.